Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, the not-so-joyous tidings that Angela Rayner is going to be Prime Minister. It's now a racing certainty because she says that His Majesty's Revenue Customs has exonerated her regarding her failure to pay the right amount of stamp duty on that £800,000 flat she purchased in Brighton last year. So I don't think even Miss Rayner would lie about something this big because it'll come out. But HMRC haven't themselves made a public announcement. Maybe they don't. Do they not do these things? They send it to her directly. She could, of course, publish the letter. And that was the real obstacle to her challenging Starmer. And so presumably she'll do so imminently in a few days. She'll easily get the 81 nominations from Labour MPs. You know, you need 20% of Labour MPs to nominate you to challenge the leader. And over 100 MPs have come out saying that Starmer should stand down as Prime Minister. Starmer claims to have 100 signed a document saying he should remain. But that's only as many want him gone. And some people on that list saying, no, we want Starmer to stay as Prime Minister. Some people said, I think it was Rupert Huck said, no, I didn't sign that. That's a lie. Mrs. Rayner said that she did not deliberately seek to avoid tax. Obviously, she might have accidentally sought to avoid tax because, you know, you've got a duty not just to, not lie. You've got to try and get it right. Even if you accidentally get it wrong, you're still in trouble. All right. So, wow, because she's very popular with the Labour grassroots, and it's a very bad thing. Now, where's Streeting? It was an open goal. He didn't have the bottle to go for it, and he gave up. So, wow. So now Mrs. Rayner is now openly saying that Sir Keir Starmer should consider whether he should resign or not. Everyone knows that's a polite way of saying resign now. The King's Speech is out of the way, so go for it. Now, Mrs. Rayner says she hasn't made any agreement with Andy Burnham, who's the mayor of Manchester, a Labour politician, a former cabinet minister under Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, a twice leadership contender. It was going to be thrice leadership contender. But Mr. Burnham's big stumbling block is he's not a member of Parliament. He was trying to get back in if a safe Labour seat came up in a by-election. And he didn't get to stand for Gordon Denton. So Mrs. Rayner's back is supposedly the soft left of the Labour Party. And that was a big problem because some people say we can't vote for her because this thing from HMRC might come back. She's a tax cheat. And then we can't have her. Or if she becomes Prime Minister, then it merges to the tax cheat and the pressure to resign will be almost irresistible. Wow. So all this is very bad for the economy. The uncertainty, not knowing what's happening. We know that Mrs. Rayner is an ungrammatical ignoramus, would just spend, would wreck the economy, sort of a left-wing Liz Truss. That's terrible. It's all about that £800,000 flat that she bought, that she didn't pay the right amount of stamp duty. There were these very complicated arrangements regarding her child is born disabled, and that she bought that house in Manchester. You know, she had three homes. She had that one in Hove, the one near her Ashton-under-Lyne constituency, and it was at Admiralty Arch, this grace and favour place she had by virtue of her office of being Deputy Prime Minister and so on. We know that she is such a liar. If her tax affairs were in the clear, why would it take 8 months to reach this conclusion? Shouldn't be an open and shut case, falsely blaming her solicitors and the solicitors that reached a statement or wanted to breach client confidentiality. We did not do this. So it was terse and it was crystal clear. We know that she's a thief and she's admitted in public she's a thief. So, I mean, she is a tax cheat. She's got away with it. She's all into the trades unions on the side of the public sector. So HMRC, for that reason, have let her off, just like Greater Manchester Police did, over lying in order to buy the council house that she lived in when she was really subletting it to her brother and things like that. So she's always gamed the system. She's always milked benefits. She's always ripped off the taxpayer. And this is no exception. So unfortunately, they've let her get away with it unfairly again. And she's even said in public that she was a thief. So it's terrible. It's very bad news. She's got those nominations. Then it goes to the mass membership. Remember, you have to have at least 20% of Labour MPs to nominate. You can only be five candidates maximum. Amongst the parliamentary party, I reckon Wes Streeting is more popular, partly because he's intelligent. He is, I mean, they're all evil. He's just as detestable. He's a danger to children in particular, but so is Angela Rayner. He's a monster, and he's a slime ball. I suppose I'm looking at Angela Rayner's got authenticity. but she's overly emotional. She's just uneducated. She lacks the cognitive skills to be prime minister. Whereas that backstabber, that young Mandelson, Wes Streeting, does not. The Labour Party has a weakness for a sob story. I'm working class. You're bang on about that one. You know, the last refuge of the scoundrel. And when Starmer's game was up, he's saying, oh, my dad was a toolmaker, I'm so working class. As though this is some sort of reason why he should be prime minister, why there should be no accountability, we should get away with lies, with mass murder and so on. So it's worrying. We have these far left populist demagogues, scumbags in office, taking away our freedom, oppressing us, exploiting us, inflicting injustice and racism upon us. And there they are. Okay, so yeah, I think the challenge within days, I thought Starmer probably announced on Friday that he's standing down as leader of the Labour Party, leave in a few weeks, a month's time, and then Angela Rayner easily be nominated. Who else will go for it? Andy Burnham can't go for it against the Mexican Parliament fast, so it suits Angela Rayner if he can't get back into Parliament, get back in a later date, give him some sort of cabinet job. And who else would there be? Would Ed Miliband go for it at this stage? I think probably not. So Wes Streeting seems the right-wing party, right-wing candidate within the party. Angela Rayner is the left-wing candidate. And Shabana Mahmood, probably not go for it, probably not be nominated. Al Khan's just maybe, and really nobody else, even David Lammy, there's a deputy prime minister. He should go for it, but I don't think he will. No one's even talking about that. Yvette Cooper, likewise, talking about Al Khan's, maybe just maybe, a wild card candidate, but I think a bit of an outsider. Rather inexperienced, only 2 years in Parliament. But I have some respect for him. He achieved something in another career as a Royal Marines officer. Angela Rayner really never achieved anything, just trying to rip off the public, just trying to make it impossible to employ people, just driving up unemployment, just spouting her extreme left shibboleths. She's an ogress. She's an international embarrassment. They hate them all. Wes Streeting wouldn't be as bad because he's not economically illiterate. I mean, he got a degree in PPE, for God's sake. And Angela Rayner, a bit like John Major, just overpromoted as a minority hire, precisely because he was an educational failure. And a disastrous prime minister, worthy only of odium and contempt. So Wes Streeting, yes, he's evil, but he's not dim. And he is capable in a way that, that Angela Rayner is not. It's hard to think of a single redeeming feature about her. Okay, she brought up a child when she was 16. That's the only thing of which I have any regard for her. She let her child live, but she has no mercy for other people's children. She's a very cruel woman, just like that monster, Wes Streeting, like all of them really, like the whole Labour cabinet. They're all cruel. They're all evil. They're all despicable, detestable, execrable, and monstrous. Anyway, it's a very dispiriting scene. So wish we could have some gladsome tidings. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecannon790@gmail.com. Goodbye.